I'm tired. I'm 22. What's wrong with that, right? T-shirts, beanies, t-shirts.
We got t-shirts, beanies, five-panel hats. What's up, Woodhaven? TrueUnderdogStory.com.
Hey, what do you guys have?
I have t-shirts.
And?
Beanies.
What else?
CDs.
What else?
Stickers.
Oh, my God. What else?
That's it. Come check them.
When all else fails in this world, you're going to want to look in your closet and find this shirt. And...
Hey, what's up? My name is Matt Cronin. I represent 85th. We're a Woodhaven hip-hop collective. We're all born and raised here in Woodhaven. We live about a two-block radius from each other. Hip-hop kind of found us through poetry, rap battling, and also all different types of music. And we've been recording for the past 4 years, doing shows at B.B. King's. We've gone tour in Germany a little bit. We've been, you know, international, breaking some boundaries. And today we're out on the Woodhaven Street Fair. We're just selling some t-shirts, giving out some music, and we're hopefully, you know, just interacting with the community. We're all about community building. The name of the rap group is 85th, and we're born right here on 85th in Jamaica. And, you know, we're all about just making Woodhaven a better place, and, you know, while putting our art on a bigger platform to continue to grow. And hip-hop is a developing art. It's a forever-growing force in New York City, and growing up in New York City, you're surrounded by hip-hop, graffiti, the music, and we're a result of that. There's four rappers and one producer, and he does all the instrumentals and all the beats live. The clothing company that printed all our shirts is Horace New York. They're a local, they're from Richmond Hill. Right now we're just really building, using the music as the platform to reach everyone, and as the clothes. Really what we want to do is like community build. It's been up, you know, we all grew up here, and one problem with Woodhaven is that 10 o'clock at night on a Friday, you can't go to the park, you're not old enough.
There's nowhere to go.
There's nowhere to go. Yeah. So you're out on the street, you're getting tickets, you're getting in trouble. So what we would ideally want to do is open up a place where people can go, and, you know, kids can be exposed to things they wouldn't be exposed to.